All right, thank you for that. And when we hear crisscross, we know that it is time for SalesportTalk.com. And as always, on Tuesdays at 9:40 Pacific time, Karen Lyle comes in to co-host this segment with me. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us on Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. We're very happy to have a guest today. But first, Karen, going to say hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And Rick, it's great to have you on my Salesport Talk Show, too. I appreciate having you here.
Yes.
It's a nice intersection between our two shows. You've been doing your show, Titillating Sports, for how many years now?
22 years.
And every day, Monday through Friday, for 3 hours, you entertain, 100 million people in 168 countries and the American Forces Network. And it's my privilege to co-host with you on Salesport Talk, where we join with all of the great people who love sailing. And Jan Pearson is our guest today, and she's calling in from Florida. And we met at the America's Cup, the 37th America's Cup in Barcelona, as accredited media. Jan, say hello, and we're glad to have you on the show.
Good to be here.
Jan, you are a photographer, and you have been photographing America's Cup for, if I recall correctly, at least 5 America's Cup. Can you tell us the America's Cups that you, the locations of the America's Cup races that you've covered?
Right. The first was in San Diego in the 90s. And then in Auckland in New Zealand in 2000 and 2003, which was a great opportunity because I spent months there photographing in 2000 and 2003 and really kind of learned the ropes about what the event was like and photographing it. And then next in Valencia, Spain, and after that in San Francisco. So this is my 5th America's Cup. I've also photographed a lot of lead-up events to the Cup in places around the world because there are a lot of lead-up events before the actual competition itself. So,
I wanted to ask you about some of the challenges of photographing from a boat, because I remember studying the Battle of Trafalgar, and the French had fuses on their cannons, so when they would light them, the ship would bob up, and then maybe you'd miss, whereas the British had the old fire in the hole where they would go immediately. So using that comparison, when you take your snaps on a boat, that's moving, your target is moving. How do you deal with all that?
Well, it's athletic. I mean, sailing is athletic, and so is sailing photography is athletic, because, as you pointed out, everything is moving. So a few people I've seen come on board, a few photographers who don't understand that, and they come on bringing things like tripods, which, you know, basically would be a weapon on the boat, have a pointy long object like that that you're trying to control while the boat is moving around. So what you do is shoot fast. And I've learned from conflict photographers on the boats that I've been on, and also Formula One photographers, that 1/2000th of a second is the speed that it takes to stop a moving bullet. Mm. If I shoot at 1/2000th of a second, I'm going to have a clear, sharp photo. Mm. So it's
You and I had talked. Oh, go ahead.
Basically, it's about shooting fast and staying safe for yourself. In other words, one hand for the boat, one hand for the camera. You have to hang on.
Well, and Jan, you're a sailor and have had a lot of experience with balancing, which is part of what that's all about. Jan, you and I had talked about how important it is to encourage the next generation of journalists and photographers that are coming up through the schools. And after we left America's Cup, I went and met with students from the Lee Stationers Academy in London. And I have a student who is a budding photographer, is studying photography and just about ready to graduate this year, preparatory to going to college. And he has pre-recorded a question for you. And I would like to ask Dominic if he could play that question. And then if you could respond afterwards, Jan, as to what your answer is to his question.
Hi, my name is George and I'm a student at Lee Stations Academy in London and I'm studying photography. I'd like to know what type of photography equipment you use and how do you prepare for your shoots?
Okay, a number of years ago I switched from a Nikon to Canon. I believe both cameras are great, what I use now is I use a Canon. It's a full frame mirrorless camera called the R6. And mirrorless cameras have been taking over for the previous generations because the light doesn't have to bend around the mirrors. So the cameras are lighter, which is important when you're on a moving boat to not have something too heavy that you're trying to control. And then I use a telephoto lens because everything is happening so quickly, as I pointed out. So I use mainly my 100 to 500 millimeter lens so that I'm not having to change lenses in the middle of the action. Some photographers use two cameras and one will have a shorter lens and one will have a longer. But my preference is to use the 100 to 500. So the experience is that the boats are coming at you and you anticipate where the boats are going to be going and they're going fast. So in the America's Cup, they might be doing 40 or 50 even miles an hour. And you start moving your camera like the boat is moving and set it up for motor drive so that it takes maybe 10 frames a second, 12 frames a second, and it shoots repetitively. And you make sure that it's on autofocus and it will stay focused. Once you focus on the boat and then move your camera with it, it will stay in focus. And that's what we do.
I remember playing soccer for the Mayflower League up in Terra Linda. And every once in a while, we would get a little blurb in the IJ. And I know that you worked at the Marin Independent Journal for a while. And it's nice to see with the carnage that has happened to small news and even big newspapers that the IJ is still rolling. You worked there for a while, right?
I did. I was their sailing correspondent, I think, for 7 years. I was always trying to drive the sport of sailing off of the front pages before the stick and ball sports because I prefer it to baseball and football and so forth. It's a very exciting, thrilling sport, especially when we can capture images from onboard the boats so that people can tell what it's really like to be on the boat.
Jan, what do you do to prepare for going out on the boat to take photographs? Because you and I have been in the media room. There's an awful lot going on. There are many announcements. There's the weather forecasts. There's what happens with the teams. How do you prepare emotionally and physically and with your gear?
Well, mainly in the America's Cups anyway, there are, I'm not sure the numbers, but, you know, well more than 100 photographers there from around the world. And in Barcelona, they had only two photo boats, so each one holding six people. So you need to make sure you've got your name in and that you're visible to the people who are doing the assignment so that they know that you're working hard and that you'll earn your spot on the boat. So that's always in my mind. I like to go to the events a little early too to get a hang of what's going on. As well, to get out in the water, like at this last America's Cup. I've shot with motor drive before, but I hadn't done it in a little while because most boats are not moving. Most sailboats are not moving 40, 50 miles an hour. So the first time I went out this time, I did my traditional, you know, one shot, you know, press the shutter, release one time, and then another time, and then another time. And I realized this time, that was not going to work at these speeds. It's more like Formula One almost now than it is like sailing.
One more question for you. I remember so many sporting events, especially I remember the World Cup in 94, and the photographers would have a runner come down. They'd hand all these rolls of 35 millimeter film, then they'd load up and go again. Now, of course, it's all digital. So how does it work for you? Are there like little memory cards, and like how many pictures can you get on a card?
Thousands.
Wow.
So I guess as far as preparation, you've got to have the right gear. So you've got to have confidence that your batteries are charged and that you have good, strong batteries and that your memory cards can handle. I shoot what's called RAW, and these images are larger than what's called JPEG. So you have to have the confidence that your memory cards, that you may have a backup one, and that they're going to accommodate the volume that you're going to shoot, because you're going to shoot a lot of images. And then what you have to do afterwards is use software to go through them very quickly and pick out the best ones.
And you got to make sure you got batteries too, right?
Sure do. Yeah. And you don't want to be fooling with that out on the water either. You know, you don't want to be changing batteries. You don't want to be changing lenses. You don't want to be changing cards. So you want to have a gear that is up for the day, because you're going to be out there most of the day.
It's Jan Pearson, Pehrson, maritime photographer, America's Cup as well. Jan, thank you for your time and your insights. I really appreciate it.
I've had a good time, and I encourage everyone to shoot photography because it's a lot of fun.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Photograph and shoot sailing, because you'll have a great time doing it.
Great stuff. And Karen, thanks for coming by again.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure to speak to you, as always, Rick.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.